This podcast is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. Student Media produces the Crescent magazine, published online and in print 3 times a semester. Student Media produces several podcasts and utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and engaging storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. To learn more, visit crescent.evansville.edu.
We're probably going to cut all of this, to be completely honest.
You don't have the option. So anyways.
Yeah.
What's Fetch doing?
I think the last thing, I remember what I said at the very end of it, which is, you're going to be a gentleman and let me in, or are you going to let me have this conversation outside?
Oh, right. Right. Ricky pulls the gun out of the goddamn slot, closes the slot, and opens the door. He's now in a different set of clothes because the last pair of clothes, at least his shirt, was stolen. Same jeans, though, since those were left on the floor.
They were too big.
He goes, so, you just gonna take the shirt and nothing else?
Well, I mean, no, your pants were too big for me, and I don't need to be slowed down on a mission.
Right. Is that what you're here for? Another mission?
Yes.
Okay. Didn't I already give you all the supplies for your mission?
Correct. I was here to offer something else regarding it.
Something else regarding it. Okay. Well, get to talking then.
So, as you probably already fucking know, we're doing something, a little favor, a little errand shit for Codfather. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't like being the second biggest gang in the fringes?
I don't even know if I'd call myself a king, Fetch. It's a little generous. No, I don't like being Godfather's jester and being given the shittiest part of a shitty town.
So, if I was able to offer you something that would give you a leg up on him, does he have legs? That's besides the point. That's not relevant.
Does Codfather have legs?
Well, I'm just thinking out loud like he's a fish, but this is... That's unrelated. Don't look at me like that. Don't make that face. So this is a long-winded way of saying that we need bodies, and you have access to a lot of them.
Right. And why would I give you my bodies? Wait, is something funny to you, Fitch?
No.
Something funny to you?
No.
It's the idea of killing a bunch of my guys on a fucking suicide mission in
okay.
The DRTs.
Okay.
That funny to you?
I wasn't even laughing about that.
What, because I said my bodies?
Yes, it was a sex thing. It was a sex joke. That's what I was laughing at. Okay? Let's make that clear. I'm not laughing at the thought of killing all your dudes. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. So, we're good there. Anyway, I have Codfather's location. I have him chipped.
Okay.
I can give you that. I can give you access to that tracker.
And what do you think I'm going to do with that?
I don't know. I just figured it would be beneficial for you to know his fucking location at all times, so maybe that one day you can catch him with his fucking dick out or something.
So is this one of those trackers that, like, works everywhere, anywhere, or is this one of those ones where you got to be within, like, 100 feet?
Hey, Robert. What kind of tracker is this?
Remember what you said?
I do not.
On the first attempt for part one, you said, and I quote, a shitty tracker?
Yeah, like shitty like I made it.
Yeah, shitty like you made it. Can you give me a tech check? With disadvantage?
I'm aware.
With disadvantage?
I'm aware.
Let's see how shitty the tracker is.
I mean, they were both the same. Where's tech?
It's under intelligence.
Ten.
Okay, So this is like one of those like real homemade like watch battery and a couple of wires like wrapped up with a piece of gum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want me to give you how many of my guys?
Fuck. How many were on the con? How many do we need?
I think it was 10.
We used to have the thing in front of me. I don't have it. 10 of them.
Well, if technically, if you and Smoke pose as the drivers of the truck,
mm-hmm.
then it's 8. But if you don't want to have to be one of the drivers, then it's 10.
I don't know if I can pass as a driver with the way that I
look. Just going to have to wipe your face off and put a hat on, dog. Like,
cool. Okay.
It's up to you. I mean, 10's obviously going to be harder than 8, but...
Yeah.
It's not that big of a jump, but it's a jump.
Let's do 9.
Okay. Can do 9.
Yeah.
Cool.
9 of them. They don't have to be the best and brightest.
Well, Claude DC 19.
19?
19.
Oh, let's see if there's anything else I can do to try and make this better.
It's 10 plus 1 for everybody.
No, I'm thinking in my head because I can't... the only way I can get that, if it's a persuasion,
mm-hmm.
I have a plus 7 to persuasion. But with the way that I've been rolling with this fucking disadvantage bullshit,
mm-hmm.
I don't trust that. Would I have anything else of value?
Not even with your feature, right? Because your feature's just common citizen. Not really. I mean, you've spent your money on him. You have given him, or at least offered him the tracker. Have you picked up anything else?
I mean, I said that I've lifted stuff off of people before Smoke got there.
Right.
When we were at the club. And I went off on my own while we were at the club to lift things off of people. But we didn't go over like anything in particular that I lifted.
Okay.
My other only thing that I could offer is being like an IOU. And as someone who's good at making things go boom.
Right.
Hoping that gets me by.
Yeah. I mean, you could definitely offer just your services. So trading, I mean, this whole thing started because you all owe Codfather a favor.
Mm.
And now you already owe Ricky a favor.
Yeah.
And now you'd owe Ricky another favor.
Yeah.
So. I'm trying to work with you. I'm trying to think of what other check makes sense or if we can decrease it at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to think of any option where it's just like, if I offer this, I don't have to roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the only thing that like, you're working for him.
Yeah.
Like, you're on call, your service, until your debt has been paid.
That's so much.
You know what I'm saying? Or it's like, cool, next job we need where it's people are dying.
Yeah.
That's you. Hop in there.
Okay. I think I'm going to offer.
How shitty is Fetch as a person willing to be in this situation?
Pretty shitty, but I don't think. But there are lines that she won't cross.
My only other thought was you could potentially promise him that he gets to keep whatever's in the truck. With the intention of either double-crossing him or using that leverage with Ricky to then try and push Codfather out.
Right.
Now, we know the way the story has gone on the other campaign.
Yeah. I don't like... double-crossing scares me.
Double-crossing is scary, but it's just Ricky. I mean, it's, you know, take your chances with Ricky or Codfather or just be his servant, for lack of a better word.
My thought is offering I'll work for you for this long.
So well, how much is Fetch's service worth? DC is 19. I'm thinking at least minus 7. DC 12?
I can do DC 12.
Sure. We'll call it a DC 12 persuasion check if you're just willing to offer yourself up as collateral.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to do what my other thought was, which was I'm not going to double cross Smoke. That feels too far.
Yeah, listen, there were a lot of options.
Yeah.
You could just try to pull a fast one on Ricky, man. Be like, see ya, dude.
Yeah. But he has good drugs.
He has good, I mean.
And he's not Codfather, and Codfather's number one on my fucking shit list. I want to kill that goddamn fish.
And he's not Codfather.
So that's the primary.
Right.
Do I roll for this, or do I have to have a conversation first?
You can roll for it.
Okay.
Conversate after. DC 12 persuasion check.
First one. Still disadvantage?
Still disadvantage.
I wish I hadn't fucking done anything. With disadvantage, 30-20.
Nice. Damn. You wouldn't have even had to.
I wouldn't have.
Damn.
Yeah. The first one was a 19, too.
That hurts.
Doesn't it?
Oh, my God, that hurts. Dim's the deal, man.
Doesn't it a lot? Doesn't it absolutely fucking suck, gang? Isn't it all bad?
Them's the deal. I tell you what, since if we're treating it like some other systems, since you technically beat the DC by 5 or more, not by 10, but by 5, you don't have to go as far as, like, I'm your servant for the next however long. We'll just call it an IOU.
That's great.
We'll just call it an IOU. He calls, you answer, favor's done.
Cool.
Cool. So what do you say to him?
As I'm saying, okay, shitty tracker and a favor.
What kind of favor? Like a body favor? Okay. I call you and get something kind of favor? You go do a job for us favor? Like, what kind of favor?
You can pick, but a favor. You want to waste it on a body favor, I mean,
well,
I know
it's
good,
okay. We'll call it. You're not that good.
Fuck you.
You're not 10 of my boys good.
Huh?
You're not 10 of my boys good.
I'm only
good.
Asking, but am I 9 good?
Sorry, 9. 9 good. Does that 9 include me? Are you asking me to be there too, or can I just send, like, a bunch of goons? Like, what do you want?
Yeah, you should come along.
Okay. I guess I'm coming along then.
That could have also been part of the fucking perk. God damn it.
Yeah. It could have.
Perfect. Do we get to, like, so do you want to know the rest of the plan of, like, what we're
doing? Well, that'd be great to know, wouldn't it? So I can tell my guys what to get ready for.
Cool. So there's a DRT convoy. And if you double-cross me, by the way, you motherfucker, I have no hesitations in turning your shit over to Codfather. I hate that fucking fish, but so help me God, do not do this shit to me. And I'm letting that be known up front.
Okay.
We good?
I mean, it's as good as my word and Fetch's word can be, but...
Okay, just being clear.
Sure, that's on the table.
Cool.
Mutually assured destruction, if anything goes south, I understand.
If I go down, I'm taking you down with me kind of shit.
Sure.
Cool.
I would expect nothing less.
You know me so well. So there's a convoy that's carrying some shipment, some package, I don't know what the fuck it is, from DRT.
Right.
Codfather wants it. The truck's going to end up going to the facility.
Right.
We figured that we could also go in the facility, pick up a couple trinkets for ourselves.
Sure. So, you need my guys to do what exactly?
We are thinking taking out... This is just... I was told specifically...
Let's just fucking say it.
This is a snatch and grab.
Okay.
I was told specifically that we're not supposed to, like, blow shit up. And have fun and do all the fun things that come
right.
with
it. It sounds like what Smoke told you to say was, we're not going to blow anything up because we live in a city full of fucking superheroes.
Yes.
Which I think is an incredibly smart idea, don't you, Fetch? Unless you'd like to fight DRT, the nearest gang that wants to pick off the scraps, and then some asshole in a cape.
Not in particular.
Right. So I think I'm in agreement with Smoke for once.
Jesus Christ. Everyone's a fucking buzzkill today.
Today? Yeah. Today might be that day. Today might be the day.
Okay, fucking loser.
So
anyway.
Fuck Fetch Day, I guess.
Jeez, okay. We don't need to give it a title.
Buttons.
Okay, fuck off. Okay. No.
Buttons.
So, you and...
Buttons.
What the fuck is your energy?
Sorry.
Are
continue.
You asking for round two, or are you continue. Just making fun of me?
Continue. I don't think we have time for round two.
Thank you. So you and Smoke, if you all can manage not to, like, fucking fight each other or have a goddamn, like, dick measuring contest.
I am a professional,
mission.
Fetch. I can do a job without trying to hit the guy next to me.
Okay, cool. So you two will be the drivers of the truck.
Right.
The rest of you guys are gonna go on the little fucking motorcycles and toy bikes they have.
Okay. What's the plan for when we get in?
I need to talk to Smoke again because I don't remember.
Right, because if somebody goes, hey man, what's the password? And you got a bunch of fucking fringe accented fucks rolling up to the door with clothes that don't fit and guns that won't read to their...
Depends on how many guards there are. If it's just the one guy asking for a word, we can figure
where
that
we break
problem
it into?
Out real quick. The DRT, like the fucking facility where they keep all their shit. It's like across the...
Okay, Fetch. Take a second. You think that there's going to be one guard at the bay?
Well, maybe at the door.
Will they dump all their top secret world's gonna explode in pending doom tech. You think there's gonna be one guy who's just gonna wave us on through because we're real cool people?
No. I figure that Smoke is gonna do what Smoke does best, which is bullshit a situation. That's why he's one of the fucking drivers.
I don't think Smoke can bullshit for a crew of 10. I think what we need to do is figure out if there's any kind of code or slang or lingo or whatever the fuck from one of these DRT goonies before we go in, which requires us to either take them alive or get somebody beforehand.
Okay, so we can kidnap one of them. We just have to make sure that they don't have any fucking panic buttons.
Well, I mean, they're going to be panicking when we show up and then proceed to shoot at them, so.
They won't be fine.
That's my other question. How are we going to stop them from calling more DRT goons?
We leave them incapacitated.
You're going to incapacitate 10 DRT guys, 10 worms, all at the same time. Simultaneously, no panic button, no cell phone, no nothing, no text.
Your boys know how to use their guns?
My boys know how to use their guns, but I don't know if... Okay, Fetch, think about this for a second. If you're driving an armored truck, right, full of highly classified material, do you think that there's at least maybe one panic button inside that car in case somebody like us decides to go and get a real wise idea and try to jump them in the middle of the street?
Yes.
So I ask my question again. What are we doing about the fact that these guys know how to use the internet?
We take it down. Cause a little short circuit. I don't know.
Okay, so now we've arrived at that. And how do you want to do that, Fitz?
How does the internet work in this world? Or not the internet, just like general communications. Is it like a thing where there's like cell phone towers?
Yeah, for sure. There's like cell phone towers.
Okay, cool.
Probably something like that.
Would there be a cell phone tower in the area?
There certainly could be. I mean, it's just going to depend on where you all decide to ambush them at. I mean, yeah, you could probably find something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to time it well.
Okay. Well, I was also thinking that we'd blow up the fucking cell tower on North Street.
Okay. So who's going to be doing that then?
Me.
So you're not even going to be at your own job?
No, I will. I'm going to
be like a block over throwing a grenade in a cell phone tower?
I'm just going to fucking speed over right after.
Okay. So.
So what's your idea then,
if we're running it from the top, then we show up, hide in the alley like a bunch of rats, wait for Fetch to blow up a cell phone tower, and then jump them before any of them can put their foot on the gas pedal, and then try and kill them all, kidnap one of them before any of them gets to hit the panic button.
Well, ideally, we take them out before they hit the panic button, and then taking communication down isn't even necessary.
Okay.
That's kind of like the goal.
All right.
So we hide, surprise them, we ambush them.
It's a plan. It's not a great plan, but it's a plan.
The plan I came up with.
It certainly sounds like a Fetch kind of plan.
There were no, like, big explosions in it.
There actually was.
Okay, there's one. That's not typical
for me.
It's
like a core part of your input was a big explosion on a cell phone tower. That was like a whole part of your plan.
Everything deserves, everything. You know how, like, artists have their signatures?
Right.
That's mine.
Okay, so next question. What do we do when we get inside? Like, do we know where they park the motorcycles or the cars, or do we just, like, get out and start shooting motherfuckers inside?
We go with the fucking flow. There's probably going to be other people coming in and out. We can see what they're doing. We can follow them. Or I'm pretty sure we'll be able to read the fucking arrows on the ground to see where to park the goddamn car.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes people get chatty. You're just trying to think of the things that might go wrong. You just seem to think we're going to stroll right in the front door and go, hey, guys, we're just going to borrow some of your really expensive decommissioned technology. Don't mind us.
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
We're not going to say that.
You're crazy.
We're acting like this is new information.
No, it's just information that stresses me out whenever it comes to a job. I don't mind having sex with crazy. However, doing a job with crazy is something entirely different.
Okay. Well, there's another half of the plan, which is admittedly less crazy.
Which is?
Smoke. He is the other, like, half of the details.
So he's, like, the other half of the whole plan is Smoke just talking to people?
Well, not like half of the plan.
Just like chatting them up?
But okay, this is me saying that crazy, just crazy, didn't put this plan together. Okay, there were two motherfuckers in the goddamn writer's room. Okay?
Nope, that's valid.
You're being an awfully fucking big critic, actually. So how did you do this?
I am being a big critic because you're asking me to put up myself and 8 of my other guys up for this half-assed plan that we came up with right now in this conversation. How long, how much time do we have for this, actually?
I don't have a watch.
Guesstimate, Fetch.
6 hours.
Six? 6 hours. We have 6 hours to get our guys in place, 6 hours to figure out exactly where the fucking convoy is going to be on the way, 6 hours to make sure that...
Correct.
Okay, what happens if we don't make it out by 6 hours?
You all do whatever you do to get out of that situation. I'm skipping town because I don't want to be eaten by a fucking fish.
So in 6 hours, Codfather comes looking for you and whoever else you were working with, assuming that he doesn't get whatever he wants?
Yeah.
Oh, you just left that part out?
Details.
Details. Okay. Details it is. He turns around and starts putting shit together, talking to his boys, picking out 8 of his kind of most trusted people, getting weapons together, handful of grenades, that kind of stuff. He goes, I tell you what.
Do I get an extra weapon now?
No, you don't get a fucking extra weapon. You text me and let me know where and when you need us to be. Don't fuck us on this, or we'll kill you on the way out.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I will personally see to it that you don't walk out of this situation alive if you try to screw us. I want you to know that, Fetch.
I'm not going to do anything.
You're
looking at me like you don't believe me.
Yeah, because something deep down inside of me doesn't believe you.
Why does no one ever believe me when I say trust me?
Is that a genuine question?
A little bit.
Do you know you? Have you met you?
Yes. But most of the time when I say trust
me, I think you know
I do
the answer
follow
to your
through
question.
When I specifically say trust me.
Whatever. Cool. He goes on and starts putting the rest of the plan together with his guys. What are you doing in your downtime?
Fucking disadvantage on everything still. I'm going to text Smoke and be like, hey, secured the body bags. Also, Ricky's going to be there. And I think I have to blow up a cell tower before we do this. I don't know. He was being really critical. Did you get my drugs?
No response. No text back.
Smoke. Answer your fucking phone.
No text back.
I'm calling him.
That shit rings. And rings some more, and rings some more, and rings some more, and then it goes to voicemail.
Piece of shit. Is there any way that I could try and figure out if there would be a password? I don't know how the fuck I'm doing research. Actually, no. I've killed a lot of people who work for DRT. We talked before. She probably keeps souvenirs. Can I go back to our burned down apartment and see if I have anything that would have any information that I've taken? Or, like, I don't think she's actively seeking out to take information, but I think she just kind of keeps whatever they have on them. Like, mostly looking to, like, sell things for loot, and then if she can't sell them, she just kind of keeps them in the corner. Also, I might have a fucking DRT uniform.
How do I determine how much stuff you have? Thinking of checks here.
All with disadvantage.
Yeah, it is all with disadvantage. I mean, it doesn't really matter, does it?
I'm waiting for someone to bring me my fucking drugs.
He's trying. He's doing his best. I guess give me an investigation check. We'll call it flat since DRT is like your preferred enemy, I guess.
It's like a fucked up paladin.
Yeah.
18
is not bad. You probably have a couple of pieces of, like, regalia and maybe some articles of clothing. Nothing that's going to tell you, like, how to get through the doors, but what you can cobble together is probably going to give you enough time to be like, hey, guys, sorry, I'm lost. Also, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Give you guys, like, a round of surprise or something.
Okay. So, this is me also planning things out, trying to be like, maybe I can get ahead of the convoy and pretend that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like the old school, like, ambushing, yeah, where it's like, oh no, someone is hurt. We've got to stop the car and get out to check on them. And
yeah,
then you get killed.
There's an option where you try and find like a DRT vehicle and then jack it and then like put it in the middle of the road and be like, shucks, guys.
I would love to steal a car.
Okay, that's a whole nother side adventure. You have 6 hours on the clock.
Was that not what the suggestion was?
No, that was the suggestion. I'm like, I'm cool with it. I'm just letting you know that, like...
Well, it's either that or my other thought is literally throwing my body in front, letting myself get hit by a car. So they have to stop.
So they literally have to stop.
You know?
Right.
Okay.
How much damage would I take from being hit by a car?
Several D8s.
How many D8s?
I'm not going to tell you that in advance.
I need to know if I'll live.
There's a chance you live.
This
you could definitely do like the get help thing where you just cobble together the uniform and be like, oh, guys, look, I'm one of you. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'll do that. And I still might get. How much would a motorcycle hurt me? Would it hurt me less than the car?
Probably less, yeah.
Okay, then I'll do get help and get hit by the motorcycle, I guess.
Not to be that guy. Every vehicle in this city so far flies.
Right.
This isn't going to be like a super big exception.
Yeah.
So unless you plan on getting hit by a car in the sky.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that easy of an ambush because motherfuckers can fly.
Fuck. So I can't even do get help.
I mean, if you manage to like jack someone's radio or something, I guess you could try to do it. But that just kind of depends if you want to take the time to steal a car. Or you could also just cause a lot of mayhem below and just hope that they peel off to go deal with you.
I think I might do that because I'm a wanted criminal.
Yeah.
From them specifically.
Yeah, I'll give you advantage on whatever that check is. Which at this point will be flat. But
they don't like me?
They don't like you. You just have to make sure that they don't like you enough to drop whatever it is that they're doing with their nice expensive cargo.
I'm going to go out and during my downtime do things to make sure that they don't like me more.
Okay. I guess we'll pick back up with Smoke.
Oh, I'm just going to text Smoke. Going out to commit some more crimes I'm going to like decoy and get them to stop by like causing a scene. So I think I'm going to go blow up another truck. Bye. With like three E's.
Smoke. We pop back to Smoke, who's in this like abandoned construction zone where they're building another industrial site somewhere lost in the fucking fringes. And he's like pulling out his phone as he's hiding behind a barrier. Just like, what the fuck is wrong? And then right as he's saying that, fucking Jerry comes flying through with fucking pillar and is just crazed, mad look in his eye, fucking looking around for Smoke. Guy's hiding for his life. So
text if you need help or anything.
Okay. Smoke's gonna roll stealth attempt.
Please get me my uppas.
Okay, Smoke got a 16. Now Jerry's gonna roll perception. He can see through people's eyes. As you can imagine, he's got a big plus to this. Okay, that wasn't necessary. 20? No, 28.
God.
Yeah. More than double. That's crazy. Or no, 16 was 16 is 32. I'm an idiot. Smoke attempts to hide behind like a large concrete fucking cylinder somewhere and just catches breath. And every time he finds a new hiding spot, fucking Jerry just smashes it. And they're just going from one spot to another to another. Fucking Smoke is just like absolutely just heaving trying to catch his breath as he's been running this whole time. He texts back and he goes, help, 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 help.
Drop the Addy.
He'll drop his location. He's a decent amount of... oh my God, I'm having a fucking aneurysm.
You're good. Take your time.
He's far away.
Can I hijack a car to get there faster?
Yeah. Sure. Cool. Yes. Thieves tools, I guess.
I got them.
Yeah, sleight of hand check.
Okay. I have proficiency in those, so what's that? It's a plus four. Hmm. 17.
Cool. Yeah, why not? You jack a random car on the side of the street.
Hell yeah.
You are 20 minutes away, maybe?
Cool, I'm flooring it.
Sick. Give me a dexterity check. See how fast you can drive this vehicle.
first was a nat 20.
And the second was a...
I'm calculating. A 12.
Okay, 12's not awful.
It's not a nat 20.
You floor it as fast as you can floor it. But unfortunately, this is not a fast kind of vehicle. And
stole a fucking Honda Civic.
Yeah, pretty much. You stole a fucking Toyota Corolla, Honda Civic,
God damn it, Prius.
You're really scraping bottom of the barrel right now. But I mean, hey, you'll be there, assuming he's alive long enough. we'll pick back up with Smoke and Jury, I guess. The jury's just kind of like flying around this construction site, just trying to see if he can find Smoke. Smoke keeps popping in and out of his like immaterial form so that Jury can't like look through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least he doesn't necessarily know that that's what Jury's abilities are, but he's doing whatever he can.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll another perception check on behalf of Jury. I'm trying to avoid putting these two people in combat, but it might just have to come to that.
So you don't like having your two PCs that you have fighting each other?
No. Stealth. God bless. 2 7s. One person has a significantly higher plus to that check. Yeah, we're calling it combat. Fuck it. Smoke is about to try and leave the construction site for another area, and a large like barrier comes flying over his head and blocks his path. And Jury, it's just kind of like 20, 30 feet up in the air. He goes, "You motherfucker, give me back my drugs, or the next thing that gets thrown is you." And Smoke turns around and just gives him two birds, and he goes, "Fat chance, bitch."
Jesus.
These aren't for you. He goes, "I bought them." He goes, "Well, you don't have them now, do you?" So we're just going to roll initiative. So, well, we'll call that for Jury, because that's pretty bad.
Can I use my teleporting abilities to get there any faster?
I don't think you can teleport a car, dog. No.
Dog.
So I decided that the first roll was Jury's because it was low. It was a 4. Which means the second roll has to be Smoke's. Smoke got a natural 1. So, yeah. Yeah. Jury's gonna take a turn. That's crazy. That's crazy. For 20 minutes, we'll just say 2 rounds, and you'll be there. So you'll be there on round 3. So now I get to run combat against myself, which is just so fun. I actually get to roll the Jury's dice against, using Jury. It's kind of fun. Yeah, it didn't make sense to do anything else other than, like, his normal first move. So, get a bonus action bull rush, which is going to add a handful of D6s. He basically has to move X amount of feet before he hits somebody, and then he's just going to roll to hit regularly. Mm-hmm. Yup. Yeah, it hits. That's a 19. That's a 19 to hit.
There's nothing I can do.
No, unfortunately, there's not. I'm going to roll some damage. So that's going to be 2 of those. And 1 of those. Well, 2 of those. Yay. 4 dice total. Yeah. Okay. Okay, there's a 1 in there. That's nice. We'd love to see ones. 12 plus 1, 13 plus 8, 21. Only 21 damage, albeit Smoke only has 77 health. 21 bludgeoning damage as Smoke attempts to dive out of the way, and Jury is just a half step too quick, because he always is, and snatches Smoke up by his hoodie and then basically just throws him back into the ground and goes, "You aren't going anywhere until I get my fucking drugs, you deadbeat motherfucker. You come into my club, take my drugs, and then gaslight me? I think the fuck not."
Looking at the spike on the screen of the...
Yeah. So now it's Smoke's turn. Smoke is...
Get it the fuck together, I guess I'll... Smoke.
Yeah. Smoke is currently just fucking face up, ass down, just looking up at the world and thinking, why did I have to steal from the one guy who has superpowers? Of all the people I could have stolen from, it had to be the guy that just wouldn't leave it alone.
Stealing from the shittiest hero. We talk about like fighting heroes in this, the absolute.
The one hero you don't want to steal from, because at least the other ones will just leave you unconscious or drop you off at the police. Jury's going to break your bones and then be like, sorry, he fell off a building.
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. Not a great guy.
Not a great guy at all. But I haven't used Twin Spell before yet, so... This might be a disintegrate kind of day. You know what I'm saying? This might be a disintegrate kind of day.
We were saving that for the truck.
We were saving that for the truck. And then I took a quarter of my health to this
Run.
Asshole. I don't have... I mean, I can leap, but he can fly.
Heal yourself. Just stay alive for two rounds.
Oh, Jesus.
We need that spell. All
right. Let me pop over really quick and look at my control points. Control points in this setting are the same way that they work in 5th edition. You can burn X amount of them to do different things. Okay, force target, disadvantage. Yeah, so I think it's one. You burn one, you get to twin spell something, which is fun. But then there are limits on things that you can twin spell, which is a little annoying, but whatever.
Only single target things.
Is explosion a single target thing? Or no, you can't do radius abilities.
Yep.
I hate this game. What about something that allows me to fire multiple beams if they all target the same person?
If you're doing kinetic blast, you can twin spell that.
Well, I have an ability called Scorching Ray, which is 3 rays of fire. You can send them at one target or several.
Yeah, that works.
Cool. I'm a twin spell Scorching Ray.
At least at our table, because you've let me twin spell.
I mean, that doesn't make sense, right?
So many times.
As long as they're all going to the same person, I don't really care.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll twin spell. I'll burn one of my control points. I have 11, I think. So I'll burn one and do Scorching Ray at 5th level, which is going to allow me to do... That's a lot of damage. Hurling at them several... 2d6, and then an additional d6 for each level above 2nd, so that's going to be 3, so that's 5d6. Is that every beam? For each ray, 5d6.
It should not be, if it's a cantrip.
And no, this isn't a cantrip, this is an actual power.
Oh, then...
Yeah, this is like a power. So that's going to be 5d6...
God damn.
...times 3. No, 5d6 times 6.
That,
so...
Hang on, that doesn't...
Well, I'm reading it. Three rays of fire from hand, eyes, or gadget, and send them hurling at targets within range. You can hurl them at one target or several. Make a ranged power attack for each ray on hit. The target takes 2d6 fire damage for each ray. When you activate this power using a power slot 3rd level or higher, you create an additional ray for each slot above 2nd level.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, the damage dice doesn't go up on the rays. That's where I was fucking
okay.
up.
Okay.
Because the way I was thinking of it was, since they're all going to the same person, I'm just going to keep upping those D6s. So the base level throws 3, so that's going to be 2D6 3 times. I'm casting it at the 5th level, which means it's going to be 2D6 6 times. And then I'm twin spelling it, so we're going to do 2D6 12 times. So 24D6, right?
If they all hit.
If they all hit, that's valid. I have to hit them. Good thing my plus to hit is high as shit. I mean, Jerry's got a high AC, but fuck him. What is my plus to hit? I got a plus 8. It's not awful.
No.
So I have to roll 12 times to hit one asshole.
Let me roll some. Let me do something.
I'm just going to roll them 4 at a time. First one hits. Second one misses. Third one misses. God bless. Fourth one hits. I've rolled 4. 2 have hit.
Yes.
So I need to roll.
I'm keeping track of how many have hit.
And I'm rolling 12 total. God, sorry, folks, math. So I need to roll 8 more. Miss. Miss. Hit. Hit.
4 hit so far.
4 more, and this is going to be it. That's a fat miss. That's a fat miss. And 2 more hit. I hit half of them. So that's not awful.
Not bad.
So that's 6. 6 2d6. So 12d6 total.
Yes.
Okay. 12d6 is actually really solid. That's a lot
of
damage.
Crazy.
12d6 is potentially a lot of damage.
I know what the next power I'm taking in our campaign is.
Shout out to Twin Spell, baby. What are you taking?
Jesus. Huh?
What are you taking?
That one.
Oh, Heat Ray?
Yeah.
A Scorching Ray? Leave me alone. Leave it alone. I mean, you have to be able to Twin Spell it for it to be that good.
Right.
Otherwise, it's kind of shit. That's why I took it. All right. So I'm going to roll. Can I get... All the D6s you got.
All of them?
Just to make it easier, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I got to roll 12. I have 4 over here, so I guess I only need 8.
2, 3, four, 5.
And then because this is fire, I'm pretty sure I can do a little bit of extra thingy here. Can you use more than one control point on the same thing?
No.
Right.
Here's.
Yeah, I think it said for some at wills you can, because the at wills typically aren't that powerful, but if you're doing one-on-one, you can't do 2.
Correct.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Cool. 5d6. And then I could do that. I could do that. I could do that. I could do that.
Eventually, would we have time?
And I can add my charisma modifier to 1 damage roll of that power, and then can spend 1 to gain immunity to that. I mean, he's not doing fire damage to me, so I don't really need to do that. But
eventually, when we're like better at this, we'll go in and we'll edit out.
Yeah, we'll cut out all the here's math and then the
here's math and all the like 45 seconds of dead silence as we're looking at like what we can do.
Okay, this isn't awful. 9, 12, I can't do math, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21,
27, 31,
36, 40, 42?
God damn.
42 plus my charisma modifier, because I can add that to 1 damage roll.
Mm-hmm.
What is my charisma mod?
Plus 5.
It's pretty high.
Don't you have a 20?
No, I have an 18.
Oh.
So it's plus 4. So how much did I say? 42?
Yeah.
So plus 4, 46. So 46 fire damage.
Not bad.
I hit him for twice as much as he hit me for, motherfucker. I mean, I had to burn a control point for it, and then also had to use one of my 3 total spell slots, which is fucking annoying. But I mean, hey, at least being able to twin spell makes worth using those spell slots.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't. I mean, I understand why I can't twin spell the fucking.
If you didn't let me do that when I was playing a sorcerer, I'm not.
I understand.
Like,
I understand. Cool.
I will keep you honest.
Fucking jury kind of hovers just barely above smoke and goes, so you're ready to hand them over? Or am I going to have to beat the shit out of you some more? And he goes, fat chance, motherfucker. And then turns around and lights both of his hands fully on fire. And several, 12 plumes of smoke launch from the palms of his hands. And one after another barrel into jury, who's doing his best to sort of fly and dodge most of them. 6 of them still hit him, one after another, and they're all going for his face. He's not blind, but he does take 44 points of fire damage as he is riddled with heat ray blasts, a la smoke style. Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Damn.
I mean, Jury's got a lot more health than Smoke does, because that's kind of his class is, like, getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. That's a lot of damage.
He's staying in the fight.
They've
kind of
hit each other for like equal amounts of damage at this point.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, because I don't have terrain in front of me, and this is all theater of the mind, folks. I'm just gonna do another stealth check to see if Smoke can find cover within range. Nah. Yeah, that's not awful. Roll perception on Jury's behalf. Jury got a net 20. Cool. No hiding from Jury today, baby. All right. Top of the round, give me another dexterity check. We'll see if you can get there around early. Top of this next one.
Okay.
What'd you get?
18.
Cool. I will let you go ahead and roll initiative and see where you land in the order with these guys.
Do I have to roll initiative with disadvantage because it's not an ability check?
Yes, you'll just roll a flat.
Okay. Okay. 18.
Okay. So you'll go. You'll go in between Jury and Smoke, because Jury got a 28. So Jury's going to go first, then you'll go, then Smoke will go.
Okay. I thought Jury got a 4.
Oh, yeah, that was for a check. So Jury would have had a 14, Smoke had an 11, so you'll go first.
Okay.
Trying to think here of all of our pluses. Cool. So you arrive at the top of round 2. What would you like to do?
I'm trying to, at this point, I don't know if I want to burn my power slots now.
Yeah, Smoke is fearing for his life. So
it's looking like we have to.
Smoke is fearing for his life. We're not playing with this one.
Okay.
I mean, you know how powerful he is.
Yeah, I'm aware.
We've played with him a lot in our other campaign, and he typically is powerful, all things.
I don't want to come out with signature power. That feels a bit.
I agree. I think we need to save our signature powers for the things that are going to happen within the next 6 hours.
Yeah. So I'm going to. Can I do a perception check to see if, or can he be blinded?
Or give me a lore check.
Set, I'm.
Give me a lore check. I mean, this is probably your first time seeing Jury in person as Fetch.
Yeah.
So.
8.
You have no idea what this motherfucker's powers are. Right now, he's just looking like Superman. All right. He's just flying all over the place and hitting people real hard.
Okay.
Maybe he can be blinded. Maybe he can't.
I think before anything else, I'm going to roll up to smoke.
Okay, cool.
Do I get a free object interaction?
Sure.
Does smoke want to say anything about what he has on him?
Your free object interaction in this case would be taking it, not using it.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's still something.
Yeah. Sure. You can run up to smoke. What do you say?
What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I got the thing, and then I took it off the wrong guy in the fucking spandex, and now he's trying to kill me, and he's crazy. I don't think this guy's a hero, if I'm going to be 100% honest with you. We do bad things. This guy is not pulling his punches. It hurts. It hurts a lot.
If he had these fucking drugs on him, I'm going to tell you he's not a great person. I mean, I think we can both kind of agree on that. Wait, why am I having a conversation with you? Give me the fucking...
All yours.
Give me.
Tosses it over. Cool. You have it for your next turn.
Great.
Or if you want to just burn your action, you can do it now.
No, I'll hit him. you think I'm not going to hit?
I'll hit him.
You think I'm not going to hit? Where is he?
He goes, okay, cool. So now it's just you and your fucking drug addict girlfriend against me? Fat fucking chance.
Birds up. Where is he?
Just in the sky, in the air. Probably like 30 feet up.
I'm trying to decide how unhinged I'm feeling today.
As unhinged as you want to be, man.
Cool, I'm teleporting behind him, and I'm...
Oh, crazy.
...into the air, and I'm gonna...
Try and hit him?
Hit him.
Cool.
So I'm gonna get advantage on this. And I will be using my, we talked about this for flavor purposes. It looks pretty much the same as the Blade of Light.
Yep.
It's a bat made of like.
Is that a bonus action, Blade of Light?
It is, but I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'm pulling out my actual weapon.
Oh, you're just going to hit him?
Yeah.
Okay.
But my real weapon and then Blade of Light, flavor-wise, look exactly
right,
the same.
Right, they look the same. It's just a damage difference.
Yeah.
Cool.
Which is just a great club that we reskinned.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that
system's all about rescanning.
I rolled
all my D6s.
Does a 19 hit?
A 19 will hit.
Oh wait, I also get advantage. Okay, and I rolled an 18 again, so both hit, so it crits. So okay. I'm going
He's
to roll.
He's gonna, as a reaction, going to roll against. What was your lower roll?
They were both the same.
What were they?
They were both an 18.
Okay, he's going to roll the hit, and if he rolls higher than you on hit, he's going to counter one of your hits.
It's not two hits, it's one hit.
So he's just going to counter the one then.
Okay.
So you would do zero damage.
Well, I'm also going to use extra attack, so one of there is, okay, I'll read the thing. When you teleport before attacking, you have advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken a turn in combat yet, like in this round. They have disadvantage on any saving throws. When you roll advantage after teleporting and both rolls hit the target's AC, the attack is critical. I have a feature that allows me to do extra attack, so I am going to attack twice.
The second one won't have this ability, but the first one will?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Or no, both should, because he still hasn't taken a turn in combat in this round.
Can you read it again for me?
When you teleport before attacking a creature, you have advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken its turn in combat
rolls.
Yet.
Okay.
So, because I'm attacking twice, I'm going to roll
He's
four
gonna
times.
He's going to try and counter the first one.
Okay.
Since we know it's going to hit. So, he's going to have a plus 10 for this. He is going to counter. He's going to counter the first one.
Okay. The second one will crit because I rolled a 22 and then I rolled another 18.
18 does not do it.
18 doesn't hit?
18 doesn't do it.
Okay, well.
Well, we know what his AC is now, right?
Yeah. One of them hits still.
One of them does hit.
One of them still hits.
One of them does hit.
So I'm going to roll.
Yep. You,
great.
You teleport behind him midair and immediately go to swing, and as if just on pure reflex, he just ducks the first one, and he goes, oh, how fucking cute, and then you fucking hit him with the second one.
Yeah, motherfucker! It's only a D. It's not great.
You hit me with a fucking bat?
It's a 3.
What are you, crazy?
I hit it for 3 damage. I did all that for 3 damage. Listen, I like truly everything about this character 47. Banks on me critting. Because I'm assuming, well, she's in the air, and I'm pretty sure she's like having to like grab on him because she just teleported behind him.
Yeah, you're just like holding, trying so to just, I'm like club him.
Yeah, so at some
He's
way I'm
like
grabbing
spin
on
her
him.
Around
so
like
I
get
can't
the
use
fuck off
two,
me.
So I can't use it as a 2-handed weapon. So I've got to do the D6 one.
Yep.
And I don't have. I don't know if I have.
I mean, hey,
anything that I add to that.
What a fucking.
Oh wait, no, I add my dex thing.
What a distraction. You know what I'm saying?
Is what I'm good at.
Taking
you know?
One for the team, doing 3 damage and jumping on his back.
5. I forgot I added my thing. I got a +2.
Minus an additional 2. Cool. Is it my go?
I don't want it to be.
Is it my go?
I don't want it to be. I'm just going to be like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your deal?
What does he want to do? Well... He knows you can teleport now, so we're not going to try and drop you because that's pointless.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just going to bonus action bull rush and then just roll the hit again. Same thing we did to smoke.
To me?
To you. Yeah, correct.
Do I get anything because I'm like I'm behind like I'm
Right. He's just going to turn around and then fly into the ground.
Okay.
You see
gotcha.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're not taking a risk on this one.
I'm always gonna argue my case.
We're not taking anything extra on this one.
Okay.
So
fuck, let me look at my reactions.
Give me a strength saving throw.
I don't want to.
Do you just want to let go of him when you hit the ground? That's
no,
an option.
I'm going to use tactical advantage, and I'm going to dodge, and I'm also going to get to make an attack again.
Okay. Well,
does that
okay.
make sense?
It does. What he's doing in my head, I don't see how you would dodge.
Yeah.
What does dodge do for you?
It's tactical advantage. So you
right.
take the dodge action until the end of your turn. When you take the
dodge
action,
any attack roll made against you has disadvantage if you see the attacker and make dexterity throws with advantage. Okay, cool.
I don't have that written down. What the fuck?
That's just what dodge does. That's
oh.
what the dodge action
okay,
is.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
and then on here it also says when you take the dodge action, you can also dodge reaction, you can also make an attack against the attacking creature. And
sure.
they provoke opportunity attacks when they enter your reach. Blah, blah, blah.
Sure. You can roll and hit him, I guess. He's going to roll and hit you twice. Tracy.
15, dog.
Okay, both are going to hit. He's going to...
18's not going to hit.
Yeah, unfortunately not. He's going to roll that. And he's going to roll that. Oh, he has disadvantage, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me do that. Let me do that because I rolled twice. So the okay. God, it still hits.
Damn it.
Yeah, even with disadvantage, that sucks, man. Take that out. So that's gonna be 7 at 11 bludgeoning damage. Not much. Rolled pretty low on that one.
That's fine.
Yep.
I can take that.
Yeah, I mean he rolls a lot of dice for the. I mean, considering he's just hitting you, Or both hit. Sorry, I need to roll one more round of dice. 10, plus an additional 19. I forgot that he has 2 attacks and both hit. I'm sorry.
God damn. Okay, that's significantly more than fucking 11.
Well, let me think. So he's using a bonus action that allows him to add damage to the first time he hits somebody. So technically, I wouldn't roll the d6s. So instead of 19, it's just 10.
Okay.
So an additional 10.
Okay.
Keep myself honest here, thinking about all the abilities I'm using. Again, I mentioned this earlier. Jury's stat block is purely in my head. I spent an hour making his and then lost it to the ether somehow. So I'm using the numbers that I've committed to memory because I've played with him for 4 sessions now without that stat block, and I've just committed all of those to my mind. So
yeah.
I'm trying to keep myself honest here and not do too much damage.
And most of it's combat, truly.
Arguably one of my favorite characters. He's a piece of shit, but he's really fun to play.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he just straight up fucking, he goes, cool, this is the game we want to play, and then just fucking dives straight back. And just fucking lays into you with a 2 elbows, just trying to get,
that's
like, get
rude,
the fuck
bitch!
Off.
No!
Do you want to hold on to him?
Is that a benefit at this point?
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
I will say that if you want to continue to rodeo this guy, then I will give Smoke advantage trying to hit him.
Yeah.
Give me a strength saving throw.
Cool.
Or Constitution, whichever one you'll roll higher with.
Constitution.
We'll do Constitution. We'll just say at this point it's just you trying to not let your body reflex your way out of this.
21.
Cool. Fucking Jesus Christ. 21. Yeah. He throws two mean ass elbows straight to your gut.
This is fucking Tuesday for me.
He lands with you on his back into the ground and he's like, why won't you let go, you psycho bitch?
This is what I do, motherfucker.
Where did you come from?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Cool. Is Smoke's turn. I get to use this spell for free. That's so fun. Fucking Energy Sphere goes crazy, by the way. Okay, so we're doing Energy Sphere. We're going to twin spell it.
Please don't hit me.
We're going to fucking twin spell this one. We're going to burn another control point. Cool. So Energy Sphere is an ability that I get for free once a day as a feature, which means I don't have to burn a spell slot for this shit. Make a ranged attack against a target. If it hits, the creature takes 3d8 of that damage type. When activated at the higher level, for every level above the second, it increases by 1d8. So it starts at 3d8, right?
I get so confused.
Starts at 3d8? Wait a minute. Let me fucking... Because if I'm reading that right, that means I'm going up to 8d8, no, 7d8, off of first level power casted at fifth level. Which, I mean, I guess kind of makes sense if you're looking at, like, D&D context, but, like, that seems absurd, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let me check that, because I did write some shortcuts on my character sheet so that way I wouldn't have to go back and forth, and I think that's kind of fucking me when trying to figure out this damage number thing, so... Let me just take a gander. So, Energy Sphere is something that I get as a feature for being the class that I am. And because it is a feature, I get to cast it once per day for free without burning a slot. So that's fun. Okay, let me read. Nope. 3d8 at the first level. Goes up by 1d8 for every slot higher than 1. So I'm going to go up to 7d8.
Yeah.
And I'm going to twin spell it. So I'm going to do 14d8 if both hit.
We should not, like...
That's insane.
Like...
14d8?
Yeah, looking at this fight, there's no reason that we should win this.
14?
But that's crazy.
What the fuck? Okay, cool. Let me make sure the twin spell is only one control point also, because that seems crazy too.
It's however many points of the spell level if you're doing it with...
Oh, that's valid. So I did it...
Those are the D&D rules at least.
I'll call it D&D rules, because otherwise I'm casting fifth level spells twice for one control point.
That is
so
incorrect.
We'll
it's
say...
one point for I cast at will. It would be at this, it would be 6 points.
So I'm out of points, folks. I'm out of points then, because I only have a maximum of 11... I'll give Jerry a little bit of health back because, yeah, I fucked up on the numbers, but this is my last bit of control points. Burning in on fucking Energy Sphere, which it's 14d8, so if he lives, I'll be impressed, albeit I have to hit. But I have advantage because you're riding him, so just pray he doesn't get a nat 1.
This is so bad.
Because if he gets a nat 1, you're taking 14d8.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Okay. The first one doesn't hit. I'm shrinking a little bit. The second one hits. Okay, so we're just... That's fine. So he's just going to take 78, which is still an absurd amount of damage.
Yeah. You want D8s?
Yeah, let me see how many I have over here real quick. I actually have a lot of D8s for some reason. My dice box is just a random collection of sets that I've picked up from my travels, and I don't know really how many dice I have. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I need 2 more.
Pick your poison.
That hurts my soul. I could have done 14. I'm doing fucking 7 instead. Son of a bitch. I didn't roll with advantage. Okay, I hit both times. 14d8 it is.
I'll give you more d8s.
Holy fuck nuggets, man. I need 7 more. You got 7 more over there?
How many did I give you?
Well, I have 1, 2, 3. I mean, I have 7 in my hand.
I've got 1, 2, 3... 4, 5.
Again, in another world, folks, we'll edit this out, but this is just the game raw. This combat was not planned, by the way. I thought I was going to get away, and then I didn't.
Here's
so this
6.
Is just the game. Cool.
Oh, 7.
All right, that's good.
I got to find one more, just out of principle. 8!
I have all the ones I need.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just 14. I'm going to roll these.
A lot of dice.
I'm going to just roll all these in the fucking in the thing and start counting,
roll
I guess.
In the middle, I want to count.
Yeah, because I want to be able to fudge rolls in case I accidentally kill Jury. Because there's several eights in here, which is a little concerning. Yay. So, 8, 16, god damn, 20, 27, god bless, 33, 39, 41, 47, 56, 62, 68, god bless, 76. I wish you all could see Madison's face.
Holy shit.
84, 90. 90 fire damage from fucking energy sphere at the fifth level twice. Woo, sorcerers are broken. Sorcerers are broken
where
no matter what module
you
play them
in. Our person of this class at our table.
He doesn't
yeah.
take these spells, dog.
I know.
So, anyways, 90 fire damage. Oh, plus con modifier, 94 fire damage. Yeah, jury's fucking down. Jury's down. As much as I like to glaze jury every once in a while, I'd be like, oh, he's got a lot of health in the highest seat. Jury's fucking down.
Yeah.
Smoke takes his moment to aim, points his finger, and again, doing the same thing he was doing earlier with the explosion. He's just like, hold him still for 2 fucking seconds.
I'm fucking trying.
Jury goes, if you don't let me fucking go, I'm going to put your head inside of that car.
Uh-huh.
And right as he turns around to fucking look at Smoke, and he goes, what the fuck are you going to do? He fucking goes, gotcha, bitch, and fires 2 little tiny pellets of smoke that just expand exponentially and slam right into Jerry's chest. 1, 2, and he goes flying. Can I get a dexterity saving
yeah,
throw
I knew
from
this
you?
Was gonna fuck me up.
Yeah, just a little, not a lot.
It's not the first time I put my body on the line for this
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy. My guy just fucking fires
say?
Off to.
Did you say with disadvantage?
Yeah, I mean, you're still with disadvantage, right? You haven't had a chance to use it yet. Is that a natty one? Okay. What's your maximum hit points?
81.
You'll take half.
Okay.
You'll take half of 94. Call it 42, which is not accurate, but I'll be nice. Call it 42. It should be 47, but...
I think I'm down.
Seriously? Holy shit.
Because I was working yeah. from 62 from the beginning, and then I lost 10, and then I lost 11, and that put me at 41.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you're down. Jury gets hit. He sees the 2 balls of flaming smoke start to chase after him, and he does his damnedest to fly away. Gets hit in the chest with one, and then spins around to try and get you to take the brunt of the second one, and instead it hits him head-on and hits you in the side, and both of you go tumbling into the construction zone. My guy's a flaming ball of mess, and you're down. But guess who took Cure Wounds and has 2 spell slots left?
Thank God!
You can't twin spell Cure Wounds, can
no.
you? Damn it. It doesn't matter anyways. It matters about control points. I just burned 2 of my most powerful spells on Jury, and that pisses me off to no end. Cool. We're going to Cure Wounds. You have the description of Cure Wounds. Can you tell me how much it does?
Yeah.
It's the one thing I don't have copy and pasted.
At our current level, it does... 5d8 plus your power ability modifier.
Well, good thing I have a lot of d8s over here.
Yeah, they're all mine.
All right, 5d8s plus my power ability mod.
Yeah.
23. Not great.
Okay. I'm alive.
Is it half? It's half of what I could have gotten. You are alive. Smoke runs over to you and goes, holy shit, Fetch, that was so cool. And then sees that you're, like, struggling to breathe. And he goes, oh, shit. And then puts his hands on the fucking missing article of clothing you now have on the side of your body and lets his smoke kind of wash over the wound for a second. And he goes, is it better? You alive? You breathing?
She comes to it fully. She's like, ah. And, like,
that was fucking...
try and, like, shoves Jury off of her. Because at this point, I'm imagining if they're both, like, fucking
right.
crashing into the
yeah,
ground.
He's face down.
Get this big bitch off of me.
Yeah, he fucking just pulls him over, and there's just a nice large hole in his chest where
damn.
The first one hit him.
What the fuck
he goes,
was
yeah,
that,
take
smoke?
That, fucking punk bitch.
I kick him.
Jury just fucking groans.
Let's loot him real quick before we do anything else.
Sure. Give me an investigation check.
Oh, can I take the stim so I don't have disadvantage anymore?
Yeah, you can stim yourself.
Thank God.
Yeah, stem yourself. No more points of exhaustion.
Both of my characters in this universe have now used this fucking stim pack.
Yeah. From the same guy, too.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's like one of the only people around that fucking uses it, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, not easy to get a hold of, so.
21.
Cool. Superheroes don't carry anything on them when they go out.
You fuck.
So he's not carrying a whole lot of anything on him, unfortunately. Because that's a risk. That's a liability if somebody does this exact thing.
Yeah. Out of principle, I'm going to put a shitty tracker on him and then just be like...
Yeah, sure. Slap a shitty tracker on him.
Yeah.
Go for it. Cool. Y'all have 5 hours left.
So...
You're probably at least 45 minutes away from where you need to be with... Here, you can take all of those back.
You.
Where you need to be with Ricky's guys.
So I stole a car. And,
Oh, fucking fantastic. It's about time. I've been waiting for you to do that for, like, 2 days now.
I steal car.
I just didn't want to be the one to ask you, you know?
You can ask. What do you want me to steal?
That makes me feel like a bad person.
Smoke.
I don't mind taking drugs off an asshole. It's a different thing if I go, hey, go take that guy's car, man. What did that guy's, like...
in the ground.
Because that guy tried to put me in the ground first.
No, I'm not disagreeing.
If he had just let me have the drugs, then we wouldn't have had any problems.
I agree. I
so
kick him
I don't
again
think
for fun.
He groans again.
Yeah,
he
fuck
goes,
you.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, let's... So, got a claw.
Jury took an L. Never thought I'd see the day.
I'm so fucking happy. This is a win for me. with my 5 fucking... points
yep.
of damage that I did. So stole a car.
Can't believe I did that much damage.
Ricky's coming along, by the way.
For fuck's sake. You couldn't have just asked for the guys.
Well, I mean, he was like, do you want me to come along? And I was like, okay, because I mean, maybe he'll, like, I don't know, more investment.
Right.
If, you know, his life is on the line.
Yeah.
Threatened to shoot us if, like, fucking kill us if we, like, double-cross him or whatever. I threatened to shoot him if he double-crossed us, and then I would, like, blow us both up, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, the usual, like, fucking song and dance. And then, I am gonna give him the tracker.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck else am I? Oh, I owe him a favor. So hopefully that doesn't get called in anytime soon. And we, I think, have to blow up a cell tower.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have to blow up a smoke tower. We have to blow up a cell tower. We have to give Ricky a super valuable piece of information. And then you owe him a favor?
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, listen, price of doing business, I guess.
What the fuck else do I have to give?
No, that's, I mean, nothing, right? Like, I'm surprised that he gave you that much. So we got 9 guys plus Ricky, or 8 guys plus Ricky, and then the 2 of us.
Yeah, so I figured you two would drive the truck.
You're gonna make me drive the truck with Ricky Sanchez?
He said he'd play nice.
God.
It's gonna be a hell of a lot easier for you two to pass as DRT people than it is for me.
No, that's fine. I mean, Ricky, I'm sure in another life, was civilized enough to keep it together for a fucking security checkpoint. You know what I'm saying?
What the fuck did you do to him?
I didn't do anything to him. We just don't get along. He's a piece of shit, and I try not to be.
I thought you said you owe him something.
I mean, I probably owe him something, too, but, you know.
Okay, well, I figured I would just stay in the back of the truck while we get into the place.
For sure. So, we are going to ambush the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take all their stuff.
Yes.
And then we're going to roll up and really lay on my people skills and just hope that that's enough to get us through the front door.
I mean, unless you have another idea of how we can get a password.
I mean, if we take one of the guys alive and see if we can beat it out
oh,
of him, I
right.
guess.
Right, we were supposed to do that. I left that part out because I found it boring.
So we are going to kidnap some... We're going to keep one of the guys conscious and then... See if there's like a code or something.
Yeah, we like beat the shit out of him.
Okay.
I'll do the beating the shit out part.
Right. What if we let somebody else do that?
Why though?
Well, because sometimes people need a non-broken jaw to talk. And your weapon of choice is
Listen,
a bat.
If his jaw's broken, his hand is still good and he can write it down.
You know, Fetch, sometimes I think maybe you need therapy.
You think?
I think, yeah. I mean, there are other days where I'm too blasted
to
know.
Every day.
Because maybe one
of
these days it'll come true.
Okay, well, you find me a fucking therapist that isn't going to turn me the fuck in.
Well, see, that's the problem, right? No one's going to want to take your crazy ass for some goddamn therapy.
I'm a delight.
Cool.
Who saved your ass?
Who saved your ass?
Who called the Uber and fucked that up this morning?
And then who kept you from getting hit by a car?
We call it even.
Seems like we're a little bit even then, doesn't it?
Fuck you.
All right, where are we going?
We can go back to the place and we can go ahead and prep everything.
Cool.
Oh, the other thing that we're doing, I'm going to cause a fun fetch time down on the streets.
Right.
To get the convoy.
Yeah, the flying car thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Good luck. Please don't get arrested.
Well, I mean, hopefully you all take them out before that happens.
Right. I'm just, you know, better to wish you luck than...
No, I appreciate
than
it.
...than not.
I was also hoping that you would, like, help cover me.
Well, I'm probably going to be guiding Ricky's crew to make sure that they don't shoot the valuable things.
Yeah, they are stupid, aren't they?
You know, maybe a little. I think Ricky's got all the brain cells to himself, and there's not much going on
brain
up there to begin with.
Brain cells is, like, really strong, you know?
He's got brain things. He's got some matter up there for sure.
I would agree with that.
Okay, let's get a move on then. So we are down to 4 hours by the time you all get back to Ricky's place. Time be ticking.
How about instead of going to Ricky's, we meet at the place?
You can do that too.
Does that save us any time?
That'll save you some time. We'll just have a little less coordination before we go into this thing, but that's fine.
Can I, like, just text Ricky the plans?
Yeah, for sure. You can just message Ricky or call Ricky or whatever and just tell them where to be.
Just walking back, Ricky's on fucking speakerphone.
Give me an investigation check, this time without disadvantage. Smoke is going to do the same. This is just going to determine
19.
How good you're all...
Oh, wait, no, dirty 20. My bad.
This is just going to determine how good your all setup is going into things, how well you understand. Okay. Between the two of you, it's a 15. Smoke got like a fucking 11. So
I'm always carrying this bitch.
You and Smoke give the PDF plans a once-over and figure out just kind of where they're going to be. Not prime location for it to be happening, mostly because of how few hours you have left on the line, but an area where it's going to be a little bit harder for heroes to get to, a place that's not typically patrolled by, like, SCPD or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's still not great, but there are enough, like, businesses and stuff around that, you know, you can... throw some things through some windows and...
I've probably grabbed a couple of my... Well, one, when I went back to my place, I got pants.
I got pants.
I got pants and I got a shirt that's not Ricky's. And I'm also going to pick
up
some...
So you slept with Ricky for nothing?
Well, I didn't have clothes at the time and I didn't know
that I was... So you slept with Ricky for nothing?
Is this Smoke talking or is this Robert?
This is Robert talking. So you slept with Ricky for no reason other than to sleep with Ricky?
No, because I was getting the shirt at the time when I didn't think I was going to be able to go back to the apartment. I'm fine. I'm wearing the fucking shirt still.
No, it's okay. You can wear your own clothes. I just think it's funny looking back at it. She just slept with him for fun.
Well, I mean, she probably would have done that anyway.
Didn't take the pants, took the shirt, and then went back and got her own shirt and her own pants.
Okay. She's got enough, like, 15 minutes to, like, fucking cut it up and at least make it, like, more her style.
Sure.
So she's also going to grab some of the DRT stuff, like the clothes.
Yeah.
And it, like, in a fucked up way, the way I'm imagining it is, like, if they have, like, a jacket, it's very punk DIY fashion style.
Uh-huh.
So you cut the sleeves off and then you, like, reattach them with safety pins and stuff like that and, like eyelets and shit like that. So it's like she's wearing, like, clothes of people that she, and then, like, graffitied and, like, spray painted and, like, punked out.
Cool. Give me a performance check.
Yeah. That's that. And then I'm also going to spend one of my adept points just to add to that for shits and giggles. 24.
Hell yeah. That's a pretty sick jacket. Cool.
Hoping that helps me with the whole, like,
yeah, well,
I'm a problem.
Like, advantage with, we'll call it advantage on any, like, intimidation checks or anything to, like, make noise or be scary. Okay, we have the outfit. We know what Fetch is doing. Smoke, yeah, I still need to decide what Smoke is doing. So, two trains of thought for Smoke. Try and coordinate Ricky's guys a little bit better to make sure that we don't shoot anything that we're not supposed to and to draw the least amount of attention, because part of this, too, is, like, if heroes get involved, this goes sideways very quickly. So making sure that Ricky's guys and Ricky himself don't do anything super overt. The other option is to try and run interference with you so that once they hit the ground, you don't get swarmed. So there are kind of two options. He can play it ranged or he can play it more sticking close to you.
My preference would be I would love someone to run interference.
Okay.
Otherwise, my thought was pulling out my signature power. If
right,
I'm getting swarmed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we want to do that off rip because it's something that affects a lot of people.
Right.
And does a lot of damage. So I don't know if we want to save that for the facility or save that for...
Yeah, I think he'll probably... You have a decent enough setup. I think he'll probably try and stay closer to you and just see if he can make a couple of checks to try and get Ricky's guys a little bit more in order. But worst case scenario, they just die in the first part of the encounter and then we do the rest.
Yeah.
So...
I'll say, depending on how low level these people are, there's a chance that I could kill them with my signature power and take out a chunk of them.
Give me a lore check. Give me a lore check. See how much you know about the DRT armor.
Lore. 15.
Cool. They are going to have more health than, like, a Codfather Goon or a Ricky Gangster.
So 10d6 is not going to take them out.
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, if you roll maximum, there's a chance. But they wear armor that is specifically designed to be resistant to most deviant-based powers. Mm-hmm. So you could probably guess that at least some of them will be taking half of whatever you do.
Okay.
So how many, you're not really sure. It just depends on how many people they decide to fit with that kind of armor. I mean, it's limited supply. They can't make one for every single person, but they make enough for convoys like this that, like, you'll have your people that are going to be fighting on the front lines if something like this were to happen, and those people in particular are probably going to be taking half damage from anything you smoke, or maybe Ricky. I mean, there's only so much bulletproof you can have, but...
Yeah. Okay. So then I will save that.
Yeah, I would. I would, just based off of everything you know about DRT and everything you know about the convoy and the PDF, save it until you know it's going to count.
Gotcha.
That makes sense. I think Smoke is probably going to do the same. I think worst case scenario, if it tries to take off, just disintegrate one of the thrusters so that way it can't go anywhere.
Oh, I can, yeah.
Between the two of you, I mean, getting it on the ground is going to be the... I want to say the hard part is going to be the first part of it. Keeping it on the ground and then also taking out the people before they can fuck up your plans is also going to be the other portion of it.
I also have Hypnotic Pattern, which is a 30-foot cube, and if they fail Wisdom saving throw, then they're charmed and they are incapacitated and have a speed of 0.
Mm-hmm. That could work really well.
Yes.
That could work very well.
If it works.
If it works, that is true. Give me a tech check really quick so we can narrow down what the logistics of this cell tower are going
to
look like.
I don't think we need to do the cell tower as long as we can hit him fast.
I would do the cell tower.
Okay. Tech check?
Yeah. People with cell phones are a lot scarier than people without. 17. Especially when you live in a city full of superheroes.
17.
Removing the cell tower beforehand will probably give... It could potentially give you all around a surprise. It could also potentially give you a certain amount of rounds until they can call backup. In a city like this, a cell tower going down is not going to keep communications down for longer than a handful of rounds. But if you can take everybody out within those rounds, you don't risk backup being called as quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my thought for the cell tower is using the grenades.
Yeah. Yeah, just dropping the grenades on it makes the most sense.
Yeah.
And I won't give it health or anything. We'll just have it happen that way and then go from there.
And I have no problem being the person to drive over in my little now shitty stolen Prius and dropping a couple grenades.
Just rolling down the window and dropping a handful of grenades.
Yeah, and then just driving back.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. I'm trying to think if there's anything else part of this plan or if that's it for this episode.
What we do when we get to the facility, because we're not going to have a lot of time to
play. Yeah, you're not going to have a lot of time. So
I'm still unclear with what we're doing with the facility.
The idea up to this point has been to try and find anything else that you all can take out and load into this truck and then take back out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like going to some of the crates on the bay, popping them bitches open, and hoping you find some goodies. It is riskier, but there's also a pretty high chance of a reward. Right, because it's like, if you have one thing that Godfather wants, and then you pop open this shipping crate and find three more of the same thing that Godfather wants, that's a lot more money.
Mm. I was thinking to...
Just a lot more risk as well. I mean, yeah, you can keep it as well. I mean, there's some things that are going to make more sense to have somebody sell as opposed to, like, keeping for yourself.
Would I be able to know if they house anything else here other than just, like, old equipment and stuff? Like, would there be any sort of, like, holding facilities? Because faking an arrest could also work.
Not at a place like this.
Okay.
They might have like an emergency containment cell kind of deal, but like that's, you're not being arrested at that point. You're being put in a box until you can be transferred to somewhere else.
Yeah. I was just thinking in a way of like.
Right.
Causing a distraction in the facility.
Probably not. Okay. Not at a place like this. This is almost exclusively for gear.
Okay. I have no idea how we're getting in that.
Well, that's also going to come down to how well your interrogation of the guard goes, how well Smoke does. I mean, really, the getting into the facility and taking the stuff is extra.
Yeah.
But it's extra that could pay off in a big way if you all don't get caught.
And if we're a little bit late, but we roll up with extra stuff.
Correct. There's also definitely a bit of grace if you roll up to Godfather's place and say, hey, we got you the thing you wanted, and we got you a couple of extra goodies that are worth a lot of money.
If you ignore the fact we're 2 hours late.
Yeah, if you ignore the fact that we're, like, very late.
Yeah. Okay. That makes me feel like I know what's happening.
Yeah, there are a lot of incentives that come with being able to pull off the actual, like, facility heist part of this as opposed to just taking the truck. Like, if you just take the truck, your debt with Codfather is settled. Maybe you get a little bit of money. That money goes to Ricky's pockets. You all walk away with your heads. If you can...
I'm walking away with more than
if
that.
If you can manage to do the facility part of the job, then maybe you walk away with a little bit extra.
Okay.
So, I think those are kind of the incentives, and a lot of it just depends on how well the first part of that combat encounter goes. So...
Yeah.
Cool. Well, with all of that being figured out and some not super fun logistics parts there at the end, but still kind of necessary, right?
I mean, a weird note to end it on of being
you got to talk through plans, right? I mean, Smoke and Fetch and Ricky and everybody else has to go into this kind of knowing what they're going to do, because it's a situation where if something goes wrong, it could go very wrong very quickly. And it's okay, now we're fighting DRT and we're fighting maybe another gang that wants in on this, and we're also fighting heroes.
We already saw what fighting one.
Still have to get away with the truck. Also, we're down two power slots as a group. So, there's just not a lot of room for error. So the more planning you can do on the front end.
So I'm still also down the power slots from that first fight.
God, fuck. I mean, you can still do the stamina die thing though. I mean, that'll suck, but you can do it.
Yeah.
So. There's a method in this system, if you all haven't listened to previous episodes or don't remember, where you can spend your stamina die, which are basically hit dice, to regain a certain amount of spell slots, or power slots in this case, because you have so few of them. With that comes a chance of taking on a point of exhaustion.
The
more times you do it, the more points of exhaustion you get. It can lead to death. I mean, it's kind of like the last stand superhero trope deal where it's like
you can push your body beyond its limits.
It's literally the feature is called like beyond. Yeah, I think it's called like Beyond Your Limits or something like that.
Go Beyond or something like
that.
Yeah,
Go Beyond. So it's a really fun mechanic. Hope it doesn't have to come down to that. But if it does,
for me, it probably will.
Yeah, I'm gonna really try not to. I'm gonna really do my best not to. I'm gonna just hit disintegrate on the first thing that seems like it's gonna push me in that direction and just hope it goes off.
Yeah.
So
I'm probably going to have to take a backseat in terms of, like,
and that's fine. Casting. That's fine. I've spent a lot of time reworking this character to be a lot better at handling combat without focusing on being in people's faces. I think the fight with Jury helped me figure out some of that in advance. So I didn't know I could do that much. I also have to burn power slots to get... I mean, it's the same thing with sorcerers. I have to burn power slots to get back control points. So I might also hit the whole stamina dice thing. I might burn the last two I have to get... 10 control points back, and then go beyond and pray to Jesus I don't get a point of exhaustion.
If I get a point of exhaustion when I go beyond after going through
oh
all
my
of this
God,
bullshit
everything you went through to get rid of exhaustion. Yeah. There's a solid chance that if Jury did maximum damage on his first hit with Smoke, that like Smoke was out for that combat and it would have been you versus Jury. But
it would not have gone well.
Smoke burned two of his more powerful abilities and all of his control points to see if he could just blitz the guy, because you all were down on time and You managed to hold on, and that made all the difference, because without advantage, I would have done half of that damage.
If there's one thing she's great at, is being fucking unhinged.
Yeah. No, truly, without you jumping on top and giving him advantage, he wouldn't have hit one of those, so he would have done half the damage.
Just being a crazy bitch, and, you know.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
You know?
Sometimes that's all it takes to get a job done.
Bring a crazy bitch along to everything that you do. That's the moral of this story.
Thank you all for tuning in to part two of part one of part two of Sapphire Prodigies. One shot. We'll catch you all next Thursday. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. I think you're right.
Right?